Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Look, look there on the beach. Who is that running in slow motion coming toward us? Running his victory lap. I think that might be Joe DeGeneva. It is. It's Joe DeGeneva.
Wow. Joe, put a shirt on.
That's right. Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, is on with us. And we teased because I think you were one of those who very early on said that the person who would not make it across the final line would be
I just remember this was his New Year's prediction.
That's
for
right.
us.
That's
he
right.
said Hillary will not make it to the boy.
She will not make it to the finish
line.
Cutting
it kind of close there, Joe.
Yeah, well, I love the Electoral College.
but talk about your feelings now that it's all done, because we're hearing that the Hillary people are blaming to no small degree the actions of James Comey.
Yeah.
As being responsible for her loss.
Actually, according to all the background data behind the polling, she cratered a long time ago in the upper Midwest, in the Rust Belt, and that did her in. And Comey was like icing on the cake. That just confirmed people's feelings. Now, I think what Comey did from the time he held his July 5th news conference to the first letter to the second letter was all bad, all wrong, all outrageous. And I think he has to resign. And I think he has to be replaced by the former police commissioner in New York, Ray Kelly. And I think that may very well happen. I can't see keeping somebody like Comey. His credibility has been ruined. He's embarrassed the FBI terribly. There are so many things, and we've talked about him on the program for a long time. I don't know how he continues to run that agency.
Well, all right, and now moving on to other parts of the cabinet, because they're you know in overdrive right now trying to fill some key slots. We've heard about the chief of staff position, and also Steve Bannon of Breitbart will be a key strategist. All eyes are turning to the Department of Justice. I'm sure you have some opinions there.
Well, Rudy Giuliani, of course, would be spectacular. There are lots of good people for that. It won't be Chris Christie. I think Christie is done with the Trump campaign. He will get nothing. I mean, I think this Bridgegate thing plus his apparent disloyalty to Trump near the end of the campaign, when things went south for a while, I think he's gone. I'm looking towards state and defense and justice. Those are the three biggies. And they've got good people. They've got a great bench. Flynn is a good guy. I'm sure he'll get some major role, General Michael Flynn.
Right.
And they've got some good foreign policy advisors. So I'm not worried about any of those things.
Let's turn to watch it happen to Hillary Clinton now. And here's what Donald Trump said about it in that 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl.
You called her crooked, Hillary, said you wanted to get in jail. Your people and your audiences kept saying lock him up.
Yeah.
Well,
she did some bad things. I mean, she did some bad things.
A special prosecutor?
I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. And I will give you a very, very good and definitive answer the next time we do 60 Minutes together.
Now, that's an interesting answer, I thought, by Donald Trump. What did you read into that?
Well, I think he's trying to be cautious. I think it was exactly the right thing to say. I actually think President Obama is going to pardon Hillary Clinton.
Do you really?
Oh, I do. I think that he is. He's already from the podium. Josh Earnest has said that that they haven't discarded the notion. The question,
Joe.
Are we there? I don't know what that was.
I'm sorry, Joe. I was previewing a little audio. I didn't realize you would hear it. I apologize for that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's not a problem. I think the president is going to pardon Mrs. Clinton. I don't think she deserves pardon. I believe there should be a special counsel appointed, and I think it should be someone like Jonathan Turley from George Washington University, who would be a very fair and balanced person.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Very interesting.
I think Jonathan Turley would be a great special counsel. But I think the president is going to foreclose that. I think he probably will pardon her for the same reason that Ford pardoned Nixon. He wants to spare her the embarrassment and the indignity, and I think he's worried about her physical and mental state.
Well, you know what? I have to challenge you on that, because I think he cares more about his legacy, and I think he I think in the final analysis he would come to the conclusion that that's not what something he wants on his legacy.
Could be. That was my initial reaction too, but then I thought about it even more, and I've been watching the events over the last few days, and I think one of the things that he probably thought about bringing up with Trump at their meeting was this issue of a pardon, but I don't think it was discussed. Mm. But I do think that the president is going to seriously consider it.
Joe, by the way, I do want to follow up on this, but this was the audio that you heard me previewing that that distracted you. Listen, this is my favorite part of this exchange with Leslie Stahl. Listen to Leslie Stahl.
She did some bad things.
I know. I'm sorry. Where was Leslie Stahl's big 60 Minutes expose on the bad things that Hillary Clinton did? Leslie Stahl knows that Hillary Clinton did bad things?
I think that the pretense that Leslie Stahl showed during that interview of poo-pooing the election is exactly why Donald Trump won. That's the type of smug, just unbelievable smugness from the left. She is, Leslie's a good reporter. She can do some good stuff. But let's make no mistake about it. She lives in the Upper East Side. She's part of that culture. She doesn't give a hoot about the people in the Midwest and in the Rust Belt, and that's exactly why she doesn't get it. And just the tone of the questioning, it's like Jake Tapper. And Chuck Todd, who tends to, harump when he's talking to a Republican, and he's like a church mouse when a Democrat is on. this is what these people do, and they don't even understand how they actually helped Trump by being such bastards.
Well, you wonder, though, Joe, and that was going to be my follow-up about the media. Do you think that there are some postmortems? Maybe I think too highly of them, but I've got to think that they saw how exposed they were here, not just the way they report, the polls, how the polls skew the news and how the polls we've learned are wrong. Do you think that there will be some sort of reconciliation to the facts here within the halls of media outlets?
I don't trust them. I don't believe them. That New York Times apology letter that went out on Friday from the publisher Arthur Sulzberger apologizing for the coverage of the election, that was sent to their subscribers, because subscribers are leaving them in droves.
Yeah.
They've lost tens and thousands of subscribers. That the board of directors made Sulzberger send that letter. Hmm. He didn't do that on his own.
He didn't have
some epiphany.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the cartoon that's been published? It's the front page of the New York Times, and it says, Trump forces black family out of house, and there's the White House.
Oh, jeez. That's their angle. You betcha.
All right,
Joe, we got to leave it there.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Always
talk to you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.